What are you doing in the house? Harry thinned her lips at the sight of the young man. You said we weren't supposed to go near it while the guests were here.
That doesn't matter now. Hurry up.
If you think I don't have anything better to do than to fly halfway around the world to bail your butt out of trouble because you can't follow a few simple rules...
No, it's not me.
He pulled back inside the window.
It's Sin. She's been attacked.
What? Her bellow took the little man, still attached to her wrist, by surprise, causing him to drop her hand as if it were suddenly made of fire. Adrenaline shot through her with a painful spike, adrenaline and fury that almost consumed her. She leaped forward, easily hurtling the low stone balustrade of a patio area as she bolted for the nearest entrance to the house, wrenching open a pair of French doors. She didn't stop to apologize to the small group of people standing around a pool table as she raced past the men and women in elegant evening clothes and made a beeline for a door that was bound to lead to a central area of the house. The little servant trailed her as far as a marble-tiled corridor, where he veered off to who knew where. Harry didn't care. Her mind was blank, except for the horror of the words that kept repeating in her head. It's Sin. She's been attacked.
Harry, thank God!
Terry emerged from a side hall, gesturing toward a curving staircase, his face tight with worry.
We didn't know where you were. She's up here.
Harry ground off a good layer or two of enamel as the pair of them pelted up the seemingly endless stairs, one distracted part of her mind finding it ironic that now, of all times, she should be thankful for both her height and long legs. What happened? She managed to get out as they crested the stairs, and Terry pointed to the left. He cast her a worried look, but said nothing. Derek almost collided with her as he burst out of a room.
In here. Harry, you have to do something. The bastard, he...
I'll kill whoever it is, she said, her blood running icy at the thought of whatever atrocity had occurred. She shoved Derek aside and entered the room, her breath ragged, her heart about ready to leap out of her chest. She'd heard the phrase, seeing red, before, but had never thought it could be taken literally. For a few seconds, though, she would have sworn that everything in the room had an ugly red tint to it. It was obviously a bedroom. A quick glance took in the usual occasional chairs, a large bureau with matching wardrobe, and a big bed swathed in some sort of filmy draperies that fluttered in the breeze, drifting in through open French doors. Her attention narrowed to the bed as she dashed to it, immediately taking into her arms one of the two huddled, sobbing figures there. Dimly, she was aware there was another person in the room, but his identity faded into insignificance.
It's all right, Cindy. I'm here now, she said, her fury rising as the younger woman sobbed onto her shoulder. You'll be okay. We'll make whoever did this pay.
He's evil! He's horrible!
Cindy pulled back, tears spilling over from already red, bloodshot eyes. She was naked, a sheet clutched to her bare breasts, her face unmarked but blotchy from the tears. There were some nasty-looking raw marks on her neck and chest, but it was the petulant purse of her lips that suddenly chimed a warning bell in Harry's brain.
What happened? Did someone attack you?
Cindy drew in a long, trembling breath and glanced over Harry's shoulder.
Yes, well... more or less. He dumped me, Harry. Dumped me!
Harry blinked for a few seconds.
He what?
Dumped me, cruelly and viciously. I came up to his room, and I thought we were going to hook up and everything was going along very nicely, and before we could get down to, you know, really doing it, he told me to leave. Just like that.
Harry pressed a shaking hand over her eyes. Slowly, her heart rate dropped back to a reasonable level. So you were